W224EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the opening bell on Wall Street, where another sell-off's expected. Dow futures were down more than 3%. The tech-focused NASDAQ 100 futures shed 6%. ABC's Derek Dennis has more on some reasons why.
Some reasons for the sell-off. Over the weekend, Goldman Sachs economists increased their risk of a U.S. recession to 25% in the next 12 months, while some analysts say the Fed has been too slow to cut interest rates, putting off a potential rate cut to its next meeting in September.
Hurricane Debbie made landfall in Florida's Big Bend. The wind is weakening, but the rain and flooding are the primary concerns in Florida, along with Georgia and South Carolina. President Biden convening his national security team today amid fears of a larger war in the Middle East. Iran's vowing retaliation after the killing of a Hamas leader in Iran. And Vice President Kamala Harris will be there. She spent the weekend meeting with possible running mates. The two will debut at a rally tomorrow in Philadelphia. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors have said they needed the autopsy results first. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin are at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution on the 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're just over a week away from the partisan primary. Madison officials did a public test of election equipment over the weekend. They basically run a faux election, making sure their tabulators work properly. It's an all-day process because for every receipt printed, they double-check the numbers and ensure all the math is correct. The community is always welcome at these tests. The goal is transparency. Clerks want to show people how it all works. And the city of Madison has a new piece of election equipment that will help ensure everyone's vote is counted. Your absentee ballot envelope serves as your absentee ballot application. And sometimes people forget to do things like sign that envelope. So this new absentee ballot envelope sorter checks that all the fields are filled, including where you need to sign. Staff will run all ballots through this machine as they're received. That way, if you forgot something, they can get it back to you before the election if you need to fix it. They'll start using this machine for the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. And we had a full bullpen, and Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. But, I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high tonight, 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Governor, J.D. Vance just said this about you, and these are his words, quote, he compared you to a really bad impression of Barack Obama. What is your response to that?
Is that what he said? That's great. I love how we get the real-time quotes here. I mean, look, I don't know. Barack Obama was probably our most gifted orator of my time, so it's kind of a weird insult, I guess. But look, I'll say this about J.D. Vance. It is real hard being honest with the American people when you're not being honest with yourself.
Amen. It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in. She will be in tomorrow after her fantastic show in New York.
Yes.
And we have Noel Kastler coming up top of the next hour, who was also at that event.
That's right.
It's a shorter list of who wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like you and me.
We weren't there.
We were not there.
I'll be in Chicago, though.
Yes, you will. Mm-hmm. You're going to have fun.
Yep.
So... as we've been discussing the word weird, a clinical psychologist, Dr. Carl Hindy, posted on Twitter the power of using phrases like that's weird or that's just weird. It conveys that whatever you're talking about is not worthy of a discussion.
Right.
It's like, you're so weird. You're dull. That's another good word, is dull. And he says, therein is the magic with Donald. It means not allowing him to define the discussion or make the rules. It stops the Dems from chasing him down, a rabbit, his Donald Trumpisms. And it seems to infuriate him, who's now escalating to pull them back into arguments and to continue to define the game. Hindy thinks that it ultimately has a greater impact on the person who says it by allowing that person to dismiss the matter more easily. Yeah, if you say something's weird or boring, because I think Donald is boring, too.
Right.
And you know he doesn't want to hear that either. Because he is. He's boring. He's repetitive. He says the same things all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why I think his crowds are diminishing, because
they've heard it.
They've heard it all before. They're unless it's, you know, Freebird, they're not interested anymore. I mean, the Bitcoin thing that he did, people fell asleep.
Nobody cares about that.
You know, and people fell asleep when he went on and on and on, not talking about what they were there to talk about, because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't know what Bitcoin is.
No, he doesn't.
In fact, thinks Bitcoin is a real thing that you can hold.
Well, no. He was interviewed by Flounder, Maria Bartiromo, the other day. Can we play 11? Because this is hilarious.
Here we go.
You said that you'd like crypto to have a more prominent space in America.
You have to understand about crypto. Crypto is a very interesting thing, very high level in certain ways, intellectually very high level. But if we don't do it, China's going to do it. China's going to do it anyway. But if we don't do it, China's doing it. China's already doing it. And if we don't do it, other countries are going to do it. So we might as well be at the forefront.
Huh? That's like, explain you don't know anything about crypto by talking about crypto?
Right.
He really doesn't. I don't understand crypto, but I admit to that. I don't get it. I don't see the value in it. I don't get it. It just, it's over my head. It's numbers. I know that.
I've bought a, you know, a couple of bit, some like, God, this was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
no, I bought some Bitcoin, and you know, you put it in your digital wallet, and I kind of forgot about it. Then I opened it, and
did you make money off of it?
A lot of money.
Good.
A lot of money. And then I cashed it out. You know, it's like, you know, winning a jackpot. You know, you just cash it out, and then you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to buy it because it was
exactly.
it was super inflated, and then it lost then, a bunch of it.
Right, and it goes through that cycle. But you know, I just happened to catch it on an up cycle, and I'm like, oh, hi, okay.
Yeah, I don't blame you. No.
So you know, I do get the appeal of it because of things like that.
Uh-huh.
However, it's there's a chance it could all come crashing down. You know.
Yeah.
But it's that way with any investment.
Well, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. I guess is the better way. I don't understand it. So
it's complicated. It's basically they're written on ledgers that uh-huh. are publicly available for you to inspect, and it's a whole
It's a bunch of numbers.
It's not even numbers.
And aren't they unique numbers? And that's why they're worth something. Isn't that the point?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
See, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I've people have tried to explain it to me, and I'm like, I know what money is.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And you exchange it for goods and services. I understand that.
Right.
And I guess you can do that with Bitcoin.
Right.
You can. Use Bitcoin to buy
illicit drugs.
Right. That's the main use for it.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's what you can, yeah. But you can buy other things, too. Like, for a while, some websites were accepting Bitcoin as payment, you know, legitimately. You don't see that much anymore.
Yeah.
It's just an investment now. And nobody really uses it for anything.
Yeah, because it reminds me of, like, the NFT craze 10 minutes ago, which was a friend of mine was trying to explain that to me. I said, so people are paying good money for something.
NFTs and Bitcoin are basically built on the same system.
Right.
You know, publicly, you could they're written on ledgers that you can publicly inspect, and so you can see that they are unique.
Right.
You know, and only and special only to that particular one.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was explained to me.
I still don't get the NFTs, but that craze is basically over.
Because
it was dumb.
It was dumb.
It was really dumb. It was dumb, and it was boring, and it was weird. That's why we don't do it anymore. And speaking of weird, hi, Sue.
Yay! The difference is there's good weird,
right.
Which is me.
Right.
And those of us who are determined to have fun, and then there's JD Vance level weird, which we cannot even plumb the depths between him and Robert Kennedy. Jeez, what a disgrace. I just want to say a couple things. First of all, I agree with Rude. Anyone Kamala picks is going to be a fabulous pick. It does not matter who the VP candidate is. She's the top of the ticket. She is awesome. She is qualified. It is time. And who's the alternative? The old, crazy old man who's always been weird and has just gotten away with it because the media is no longer comprised of journalists. They're lapdogs, and they're owned by GOP billionaires who give them their marching orders, and they don't question. They're still minimizing Project 2025, even though it is here already in the voting suppression tactics we're seeing around the country. It is here already. And then people like Musk, who are thankfully under some investigation for illegal monies, we have to stick to the issue and not get distracted by a press that's still playing stupid polls. Polls are meaningless. I don't know how many ways to say that.
Right.
They mean nothing. They're never right. And we have to just stay true to the task. I vote blue, not for me. I vote blue for my children, my grandchildren, and for future generations to have the kind of America, what Jimmy Carter calls a mosaic of people from everywhere with different hopes and dreams, different ways of looking at the world, but we come together in the spirit of freedom and democracy. That's why I always vote for Democrats.
Atta girl.
And that's the end of my rant for this morning.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Anytime. Have a wonderful day, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
<Bye-bye. laughs> Speaking of Jimmy Carter, he wants to live long enough to vote for Vice President Harris as president, which I think is really, his birthday's in October, I believe.
Yeah. So he'll be 100 when
he'll be 100 years old when he casts his vote for Vice President Harris to be the next president. It's such an endearing thing for he to want to hang on just long enough, you know.
I think he can do it.
I think he can.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in hospice care and he's not doing well, but there's motivation for him to stick with us for a little while longer, and then he can go be with his wife.
Yep.
I think that was very sweet of him to announce that, and he's very proud to want to vote for her, and I think that's excellent.
Yes.
So we had a, quote, weak jobs report, which was still better than in 2018 and 2019 of July of those 2 years, just so you know, everybody. But the stock market took a hit because of the jobs report on Friday.
Right.
But it's still better than it was under Donald.
Uh-huh.
Like, way better.
Yes.
Not that I'm a big follower of the stock market, and that's not how most people live their lives worrying about it. But yeah, apparently the weak jobs report, you know, is telling the Fed now is he's getting in trouble, Jerome Powell, because he has yet to start lowering interest rates again when we are basically at the right amount of inflation. I don't know why he wants it to be down to 2%. I don't think we've ever had it that low.
Right.
3.5% is our usual. That's normal.
Yeah.
But he might actually start lowering interest rates. Not that, because I have a savings account, so I like higher interest rates.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
But he's finally, I think, getting so much guff even from Republicans, because if he doesn't start lowering soon, they're going to blame Joe Biden for this, even though it's up to Jerome Powell to take care of it. Mm-hmm. And we have never had a quote, Democrat in the Fed office running the Fed. It's always been Republicans or, you know, people that are perceived to be Republicans.
Right.
A Democrat has never put in a Democrat for some strange reason. It's always been whoever the Republican had pointed, they keep them in.
I think the stereotype, you know, of Republicans is that, you know, they care more about money and Democrats care more about social issues. That's the kind of the stereotype that's going on.
And it's wrong because Democrats do better with the economy than Republicans do.
Democratic presidents, yes.
Yes, they do. It's just the way that they do it. I mean, right now we're doing very, very well under a Democratic president, and the previous House was run by Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So once we give him more people in the House and way more people in the Senate, which we can do, people, then imagine the work that Kamala Harris can get done when she becomes president.
Right.
We need to give her that. We need to support her, because if we don't, she won't be able to get anything done, and then we probably won't have a woman president again for a very, very long time. So it's on us.
Yep. This means we need to flip some red districts.
We do. We do. And Georgia
and
might be going.
That's hard to do.
It is difficult to do. But Georgia might be out of Donald's hands now.
But it's also difficult to put on a four-month campaign.
Very true.
So, you know, it can be done.
It can be done. And she's raising more money than Donald.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like that. And the polling is starting to, the latest national poll has her up by one, which means Donald's gone down 6 points, because he was up by one. He was up by five against President Biden at one point. National polling, not red states necessarily. And she's starting to get up higher in swing states. And so we just have to support her so that she can get the work done that we want her to get done.
Yeah.
And with that, like, LBJ had huge majorities.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got the Great Society. Same with FDR. They both had majorities in the House and Senate, which allowed them to do what they needed to do. And so we need to do that for her.
Yep.
It's on us. It is our responsibility, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hi, Kathy in Santa Clara.
Well, good morning to you too.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say good morning first to both of you. I really appreciate the Monday mornings, mostly because I know what it's like to get a little time off to kind of recoup.
Yes.
As a nurse, I work 10 hours,
nice.
So having a day off to just be, I'm getting boinged from those messages because
mm-hmm.
I donated once.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Chris, I called you a beefcake when I met you in San Francisco at that Sexy Liberal show that you had.
Uh-huh.
And it was delightful. The whole thing was wonderful, and the meeting you and Stephanie, John Fugelsang, Frangela, those shows are fun, amazing,
so
and you
much
feel
fun.
So good being in the audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I met so many nice people.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just make a comment about the Bitcoin.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that, mm-hmm. and that's true. And so I've kind of looked it up, and I'm not here to explain it, but my concern about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's money laundering.
Mm, oh, yeah.
It's really ripe for money laundering.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, and the people that are screaming, like, we want this other guy, my concern is that they're just using a cover to get what they need to do to move large sums of money that are ill-begotten.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like real estate. It's a way to launder money. Mm-hmm. It just is. You're absolutely right. Smartest girl in the room, Wait. Kathy. So, yeah, I mean, she's not wrong. And this is, again, I don't get it. I don't. It just.
Well, like the internet. Bitcoin can be used for good. It mm-hmm. can be used for bad.
True.
You know, internet can be used for good. It can be used for bad.
Social media. It's already 20 minutes after the hour. This portion, if I can get this going right, there we go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Marty. Did you know that your dog's food could be harming them?
Could be.
It could be. And the one major red flag is to look out for is cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. And when it's cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often can overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products.
Yes.
And they can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. And high amounts may even be connected to cancer, which is very frightening. Mm-hmm. And it's tricky because even, quote, healthy or organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. So it's really, really hard to avoid.
Right.
That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about the AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients and tastes absolutely delicious.
Yes.
Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and you know what's awesome? You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 26 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie. Karen in Chicago, hi. Karen?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Karen.
Happy Monday. Hey, Chris. I'm looking forward to getting a hug from you in Chicago.
You're going
to
get
so I'm
one.
I'm excited that you're going to be there.
Yeah.
All right. so I just want to say, you know, Donald Trump knows as much about crypto as he knows about nuclear.
Right.
And this is what we need to remember. I mean, Donald Trump and his followers are creepy and weird. RFK Jr. is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make no mistake about it. Brian Kemp saying that he will do everything in his power to defeat Kamala
yeah.
Harris shows that, A, he has not learned a darn thing. He is so deeply embedded in his roots of racism.
Mm-hmm.
His family goes way back. They are racist. They are white supremacists. And so when but this is the thing. He did the right thing
mm-hmm.
one time.
Right.
And only because it was against the law for him to do anything else.
Right.
So what did they do in Georgia? They put in place laws that would allow him to do exactly what Donald Trump asked him
mm-hmm.
to do. And what we need to be making sure that everybody understands, especially if you are in a red state that has Republican legislatures, make sure you have a plan to vote. Go
mm-hmm.
to vote.org, register to vote, check your registration,
mm-hmm.
know the laws in your state and county so that you are prepared
mm-hmm.
and know what to do. If you show up to vote and they say that you're not on the voter rolls, you need to know what you need to do. There are provisional ballots and every place is going to be a little bit different. And
mm-hmm.
as Anita always talks about in Texas, to get a mail-in ballot is, you have to go through a bunch of different
right.
groups. And so people start now.
Yep.
We need to make a plan
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and get the right ID especially because that's important because they're purging people right now. And it's Tom Hartman was talking about it the other day, and I remember saying this years ago because a friend of mine's like, well, somebody sent me an absentee ballot to my daughter, and she doesn't even live here anymore. And I said, so don't fill out the ballot.
Right.
It's not
right.
it's not yours,
right.
so don't do that. And somebody said, well, you know, dead people on the voting rolls. Yeah, the first thing that happens when somebody dies, you don't go, ooh, let's call the county registrar's office to make sure my dead relative is no longer on the voting rolls. These are things you don't think about. Trust me, they know who's alive, they know who's dead.
Yep.
Because it's reported. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has started its first home energy rebates program. Wisconsin is also the first state of the nation to launch the program's home efficiency portion. The measures will save American households up to $1 billion in energy costs each year, as well as boost construction and manufacturing jobs. Violent crime trends are going down in Milwaukee. The same is true nationwide. Advocates say the trends are encouraging, but the data is limited.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city. So that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns while having a view towards more national trends.
Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An Atwood bakery is closing. After 15 years in business, the owners of Daisy Cafe and Cupcakery will shut the doors for good. They told the Wisconsin State Journal they've weathered lots of storms, including the pandemic, but this year sales dropped sharply. Plus, rent has gone up. Inflation has made food costs soar, and while they're proud to pay their staff a living wage, that can be expensive. They'll be serving their beloved biscuits and gravy every day until they close. Their last day in business is August 26th. And today, the student moving season begins in downtown Madison. Expect to see lots more trash and, if you're of a certain inclination, treasure at the curb. The Streets Division will work to pick up trash and recycling daily this week and next week. There are extra carts for students on the move. After street staff finish their normal work for the day, they'll drive throughout downtown and empty the carts. You may start to see some furniture on curbs, but official hippie Christmas is next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high, tonight 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
And of Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
J.D. Vance is a total
phony baloney. He is the most inorganic candidate I think I have ever seen on the national stage. He doesn't know what he believes, and that is why it is impossible for him to articulate a coherent message to the American people, because he doesn't believe it. This guy is not exactly off to a good start, and it is clear that Donald Trump really has buyer's remorse with his pick. So if he wants to sling insults in my direction, which I'm not even sure is an insult, let him do it. That's fine. Bring it on. I'll be ready for whatever the hell J.D. Vance throws my direction. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's really good, and he's on the short list. They're down to about three, right? It's Walls, maybe four. Shapiro, Walls, Buttigieg, he's
Kelly.
On, and Kelly.
Kelly met. Three of them met with her
over the weekend.
Over the weekend on Saturday,
right?
Sunday, I mean.
Yeah, because they all canceled their plans for the
right.
weekend. That's why we thought she was going to announce.
I don't think Buttigieg met with her.
He doesn't have. He's in her cabinet. He's in the cabinet, so.
Yeah.
they work with each other already. So this is disturbing. Neil Gorsuch was. Asked about President Biden's idea of reforming the Supreme Court.
Right.
And he basically said, be careful, to the president.
Okay.
That sounded a little threatening-y.
Yeah.
He's refusing to talk about things now that it's political, he claims. It's like, no, it's y'all are political without the president mentioning it. But yeah, he said, this is an independent judiciary. What does it mean to you as an American? And he went on to say it means when you're unpopular, you get a fair hearing. If you're in the majority, you don't need judges just to hear you, to protect your rights. If you're popular, it's there for the moments when the spotlight's on you, when the government's coming after you, and you don't want a ferociously independent judge and jury of your peers to make those decisions.
Right.
The president isn't talking about those kinds. He's not talking about that. He's talking about ethics reform, perhaps expanding the court, which it should since we have 13 districts, mm-hmm. and every we only have 9 justices, and they all have to control one district, and it's seems right to expand it to 13, because then everybody gets their own district court to deal with.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. They do, because then they know that, especially Mitch McConnell saying, it's not really good,
doing that. Gorsuch hates it.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
all do. They don't want to have to, you know, do what they used to before they were on the Supreme Court,
right.
which is disclose things and follow. It's so weird to me. It's like, why wouldn't you want to? I don't get it. It should be bipartisan, mm-hmm. this ethics thing. Mm-hmm. The ladies on the court that are the democratically appointed ladies are all for it.
Yep.
You know, they make livings outside of the Supreme Court. They all write books. And he's, I think, selling a book right now, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy his darn book.
No,
not buying your book, Neil. It should be bipartisan to want your Supreme Court justices to have to follow the same rules as every other judge out there.
Right.
So I understand it because they're enjoying their bribes, because they did legalize bribery recently. You can now legally bribe people, mm-hmm. but you have to be overt about it. Basically, if you're not overt about it, you can bribe them. If you are overt, then it's against the law.
Right.
Other than that, it's not now, which is insane to me. I mean, it was bad enough with Citizens United and McCutcheon and Buckley and all of these other things that have made money be a thing in politics more than it should be. But they literally legalized bribery.
Yeah.
And which is so interesting that Menendez got convicted. It was kind of obvious.
Well, glad he got convicted.
Me too. No, and that Justice Department's really weaponized against mm-hmm. Democrats.
Yeah.
Whatever. Diane in St. Louis. Hi, how are you?
Well, fine. Hey, I'm excited. I'm going to go all the way across the state to Kansas City.
I will see you. I'm going to Kansas City. I will see you there.
Oh, yay.
Okay. But anyway, what I called to talk about, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it today, is tomorrow there's a big primary in St. Louis.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard. Cori Bush, who's a member of the squad, mm-hmm. is running against the prosecutor of St. Louis County.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff I've heard on the media, mm-hmm. really makes me feel bad, because I'm voting for Wesley Bell over Cori Bush, probably like most of the people in the district.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the money coming in from AIPAC. I mean, I don't agree with her, you know, on the ceasefire. I'm not a fan of Hamas.
Nobody
but
is.
But the reason that I'm voting for Wesley Bell is because for all the other members of the squad, they live in nice blue states, or, you know, there's not a hatred of Democrats like there are here.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing for us, the state, and they're nuts. I mean, how would you like Hawley as your senator?
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
So, of course, there's somebody running against him, and I'm very much for him. His name is Lucas Kuntz. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I just don't want to feel, you know, like I'm a bad progressive, because I'm voting for someone who's not going to grandstand and not vote against the infrastructure bill,
mm-hmm.
which would really help in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, don't listen to what everybody's saying, that everybody who votes against a squad member is some kind of rich, I don't know. And that's all I have to say. And
okay.
If she wins and she's in the general, I'll vote for her.
Okay, good.
But I sure... Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Yeah, everybody, if Tuesdays are our voting day, so get out and vote.
Yeah.
And like Karen was saying earlier, please get the right ID. And if that means getting a gun license, get a gun license.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Because you should be able to vote with anything. But if your ID is about to expire... renew it before you have at the last minute, because it can take some time to get it,
mm-hmm.
and they will not let you vote with an expired driver's license or an expired ID,
right.
which is ridiculous because it's still you. But I understand not being able to drive with an expired license. That makes sense. But not being able to vote, it makes no sense to me. It doesn't seem right.
Right.
So, hi. Ooh, who else do we have? Ooh. Hi, Nick in Illinois.
Hey, Nick.
Nick?
I hear it's Bloomfield, New York, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. It says Illinois here. I'm sorry. I'm just reading what I'm told.
It occurred to me this weekend, Jody and Chris, that
mm-hmm.
we have Pacino on our side. We have De Niro on our side.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure we've got Garcia, and I'm pretty sure we got Pesci, and we got Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump is a huge mob fan. Why can't we get these guys together and get us a good Godfather commercial?
Yeah, we really should.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all. I mean, yeah, it's still a ways out. People still really aren't paying attention to the election until about September is usually when most people,
yeah.
besides us, start paying attention to politics, because then both conventions are done. We have everything in
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Boom. That's when you start spending that kind of money, because something like that, even if they've donated their time, is still not inexpensive.
Right.
Even if they donated their, that would be an in-kind donation. Because if they don't get, they just do scale. They'd probably just be paid scale
yeah.
to do something
sure.
like that. But yeah, no, I think it's a great idea. I think that I would love it. If anybody has an idea, get it over to De Niro.
Yeah. Get it over to Scorsese.
Yeah. Well, yeah. you know, Glenn Kirshner can help us with that.
Right.
You know.
Or Francis Ford Coppola is still alive, so he could
yeah, he's
direct
true.
It.
He could. He could. Or his daughter.
Yeah.
She could.
Well, I mean,
he
directed the Godfather.
Yes,
so,
he did.
Yeah. If you're going with the originals, then.
Then you do that.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree. So, excuse me. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, let's listen to this, number 12.
Okay.
Donald being ridiculous again.
There are people in crypto that are very, very smart people who do love our country, and they think it's good. Who knows, maybe we'll pay off our $35 trillion, hand them a little crypto check, right? We'll hand them a little Bitcoin and wipe out our $35 trillion.
But how do you want it to be more prominent
Bitcoin.
In America? How will that work?
Oh, it's going to work easily. It's already prominent. It's moving along. It's very loosely regulated. That's one of the reasons it's moving along. But it is a different form of a currency, and it's going to end up benefiting the country.
See, again, he knows as much about it as I do.
You can't hand anybody a Bitcoin check. You can't hand anybody Bitcoin. They don't exist in the physical world.
Right.
But he thinks they do.
Yes. He doesn't. It's literally, show me you don't understand crypto.
Right.
By answering a question about crypto.
Exactly.
He really, really doesn't understand what's going on when it comes to that.
No.
Speaking of money, though, and we'll talk with Noel about this at the top of the hour, that report that came down on Friday about Egypt and Donald Trump,
yep.
it's weirder and weirder the more you dive into it, because it was in cash, apparently. Mm-hmm. $10 million, you know how much that weighs?
Yeah.
More than 44 pounds.
And it's not something you can go to the ATM for.
No. They don't let you take out that much.
You carry it around in a briefcase that is handcuffed to your wrist.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it was El-Sisi, I can't pronounce his name, the president of Egypt, apparently. And this happened during the 2016 election in September, and it was investigated by Mueller and his people, but then by 2019, when Bill Barr was in there, he shut down the investigation into this.
Right.
So, and then basically what happened was, right before the election, Donald kept saying he was going to loan his campaign money, and then all of a sudden this $10 million came from Donald into the campaign account, because everybody was complaining that he hadn't done it yet.
Right.
So this is very, we'll talk with Noel about it, because he's very well read on this.
Yes, he is.
It's very strange, and I don't know what the statute is for something like this, but according to the Research and Study Center accounts, the head of the cash withdrawal, it's a potential crime that may or may not have been related in an effort to help Donald. And hi. Investigators tried to connect the dots before the withdrawal involving bags of cash.
Okay.
They noticed separate transactions in China and Egypt over a 14-month period, suggesting the path for the $10 million. So it's very... They learned through interviews with the candidate's closest advisors that they had pleaded with him to write a check for the campaign, and he declined it until October 28th, when all of a sudden he had the money.
All right.
So it's sketchy, to say the least.
Very.
It's weird. Mark in Wisconsin. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you bring up Neil Gorsuch, and every time I think of Neil Gorsuch, I think of Ann Gorsuch and mommy. And back in the 80s, Ann was busily helping Ronald Reagan gut the EPA corruptly as she could. Little Neil was very upset that his mommy resigned. He was all mad and said, "Why did you do it? You were just obeying the president's orders." I think he's still that little adolescent boy that's avenging his mommy, even though his mommy was corrupt, and doesn't want to accept that. And he's probably, if he's accepted any kind of, gifts or emoluments or anything like that, that he is corrupt as well. I mean, that the point of the whole bribery thing has been, anathema to justice. For thousands of years, I mean, even in antiquity, judges were not supposed to be taking bribes. And just because you take it after the fact, after you've delivered, it doesn't change the fact that it's still a bribe.
Right.
I don't care if you call it a gratuity or not. It's still a bribe. And that every single penny that they take outside of that should actually be declared and taxed as income. And
absolutely.
If it's a gratuity, then it's income. But the whole bribery thing is that it's specifically in our Constitution for any civic office that bribery is mentioned in the Constitution as something to be removed from office for anybody in any civic office, whether it's in the legislative, executive, or judicial branches. And maybe Mr. Gorsuch should actually check out the Constitution that as it is written, and they're supposedly strict textualists, would remind them, each and every one of those justices, that there's nothing in the Constitution. Hamilton points out, and I think in 81, Federalist 81, there's not one syllable in the Constitution that actually says the Supreme Court decides the constitutionality of laws.
True.
It may be a good idea, but it's not in the text. And
right.
I'd remind those gentlemen and ladies of that of what the text actually says. And I'm, just a, college-educated accountant, but I actually can read the law, because part of my job entailed reading the law and reading statute and code.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand what the law actually means.
Right. Well, I mean, and the same thing with Alito saying that Congress has no role in shaping the Supreme Court. It's in the Constitution. That Congress does have control to regulate the Supreme Court. That's why they're equal branches of government.
Right. With checks and balances on all of the...
Everybody checks each other.
Yeah.
And so the fact that Alito has come out and said that that's not even a thing. It's in the Constitution, dude. Kind of important.
Yep.
In fact, we've had as few as 6 people on the Supreme Court before. Mm-hmm. It's been expanded and contracted a few times.
Yeah.
And FDR threatened to expand the court in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the court started doing the right thing.
Yep.
So
We should have 13 justices for the 13 circuits.
Yep, we should. It's just, it's ridiculous that we don't, and it's more work for them.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, if you're managing more than one circuit court.
Yep.
So it's, it, yeah, when they start saying, oh, that's not in the Constitution, or it's not this, it's not that, you guys aren't kings.
Yeah. Nope.
We got away from that. I just watched Hamilton again. It's a really good show. I watched it like 3 times over the weekend. It's just so good. Oh, goodness. It's already 49 minutes after.
Yep.
Goodness gracious. And we will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy cow. You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
Who looks very good in a white shirt.
I guess.
Andrew in Oregon, hi.
Well, good morning. I have a couple little tidbits.
Okay.
Have you heard the latest from the hillbilly tragedy, JD's in a trance? He's come out this morning as bisexual.
Ha ha! Very good, very good.
Yeah. I have a great choice for a surprise choice for VP pick.
Okay.
Imagine this ticket, Kamala Frangela.
Then there would be co-vice president.
Despicable Donald can't even handle one fierce black woman. Imagine if he had three coming at him.
You know what? You're not wrong. You are definitely not wrong. That would be a great ticket. They'd have to co-VP, though.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that.
Does Frangela want it, though?
I don't know. Angela might. She might.
Yeah.
I can see both of them doing it.
Yeah.
I think it would be fantastic.
I think so.
So Mark Elias, who I am trying to get on the show, by the way, he predicted in an interview with Rolling Stone that pro-Donald election officials in seven battleground states are expected to refuse their duty of certifying results in November, which is frightening. And he said, he basically is saying, if you're a Republican county official, do your job. If you're not prepared to do your job to administer fair elections, now is the time to resign. He's ready. He's going to be ready with lawsuits.
Right.
I'm sure he's already practically gotten written at this point. He says, if you choose to be in a position to administer elections and certify the election results and you don't do your job, you're going to get sued and you're going to lose.
Yep.
So thank God we have somebody like him, because he's very, very good at his job.
Yes, he is.
And we need people like him all across these battleground states, because it is scary. Especially if it's a swingy, you know, when you're looking at Georgia now, it might turn blue.
Right.
We're looking at places that are traditionally not, because of gerrymandering and other things like purging voters. At this moment, we need people like Mark Elias, once they start to do their rat effing, that they get sued.
Yeah.
And we need people to do that. So I'm grateful for him being around and already ready to take care of that. And again, just check your voter registration, check your ID, make sure you have everything you need to vote. If you want to vote absentee in your state and you don't already or not already on those lists, figure out how to do that. I've been voting absentee forever. I love it.
I go to the polling place on election day. That's what I like.
Did you fill it out before, or you vote? You do it right there.
Right there.
Wow.
I look over the materials beforehand.
Right.
Yeah, just to see, you know, what I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I like going in there and, you know, hitting the button.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like doing it ahead of time.
No.
And the closest Dropbox is less than a mile from my house, so it's right there. So I just walk over there and drop it in.
Well, I feel like anything can happen between the time that you pre-fill something out and by the time the polls close. So, you know, I like to make sure that nothing has happened.
Okay. And that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I totally understand it.
I mean, the one time I early voted was because...
was it for Buttigieg?
Yes. We had to go to Seattle or something.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to vote early. And so I voted early. And between... this was for the primaries.
Right.
And between the time that I voted and actual election day, he dropped out of the race.
I guess you guys, it was right before COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the one time I voted early, my vote didn't count.
So that's why, that's what your rule is, just
well,
your rule.
It's always been my rule, but the one time that I broke my rule is the reason
and
why
it proved your rule.
Exactly.
It completely proved your rule, and that's why you go in and vote day of.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with Noel Castler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.